Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone here on the program. Sarah Rose is with us. She's high school middle school counselor at the Atlantic Community Schools. And we're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up on Monday, October 25th that has to do with mental health. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Cass County Mental Health Symposium is going to be hosted by the high school. They're at the high school facility coming up on Monday night. Talk about the need a little bit. How is this identified as something that we should probably facilitate?
Well, in our current climate, there's just so much mental health need. And, you know, as counselors, we're seeing a lot of that need within our student body. And there's some confusion about things to look out for, some different resources and supports throughout our community. So it's just a really great event to raise awareness to families and students and also help them to network with some of the mental health services and resources provided by our own county. So it's just a really great opportunity for that kind of connection.
You know, when you talk about different aspects of our overall health, you know, sometimes you're talking to different segments of the population. With regard to mental health, there really is no need to put people in boxes, is there?
Right, absolutely not. You know, mental health affects everybody differently, and everybody has their own struggles, and we all could use some support for sure.
Well, talk a little bit about what will happen on Monday night. It's going to be a lengthy event, it looks like, from 5 to 7:45, but you've got it broken out a little bit into some different sections. Talk about how the night will be structured.
Well, it starts off at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to 6:30 is kind of a free-for-all, come in, go as you please. We're going to have several small speakers kind of spread out within the gym, touching on various topics. That'll be about 5 to 10 minute presentations. And then in the middle of the gym, we'll have several booths from resources and services throughout the entire county that will be set up and talking about, you know, how they can help and what they can do to help support families. So that'll be from 5 to 6:30. So come and go as you please. And then at 6:30, we'll kind of switch gears and have some food provided for people. And then we have a keynote speaker, Joe Beckman, who will be there to talk about human connection. And his speech is supposed to be very, very, very fantastic. So our other school counselor set that up, and she's seen him speak before, and he was really powerful. So we're really excited to see what he has to say.
All right, very good. So there's no charge for this, correct?
Yeah, there's absolutely no charge. It's free. We have some great community services who have really donated their time and money and different and various things. For example, Coca-Cola donated all of our water, and we've been working with other resources to help donate our food and some door prizes we're going to have available as well, and as well as, you know, the resources printing and different things people can take home with them. So we've been really fortunate to have a lot of our stuff donated for the cause.
Excellent. Can you talk a little bit about some of the topics specifically they're going to be covered? Some of these might be more specific to some of the things that students, kind of run into on a day-to-day basis that maybe as adults we don't quite so much. But I suppose there's probably a broad reach of things, too.
Yes. I mean, really everything is going to be covered. We're going to have people, you know, different kinds of mental health illnesses, ADHD, depression awareness, suicide prevention, human trafficking, body imagery, anxiety, test-taking strategies, connecting with mental health therapists in general. A lot of those places are going to be there as well. You know, our student support and family resources programs are going to be available. We'll have stuff touching on addiction and other substance abuse programs, and different things throughout the community will be available too. So we're going to have lots of different topics, and those are just highlighting some. Our keynote speaker is going to have his message about human connection and the importance of that within our students and our community. There's lots of studies out there that show, you know, how the importance of human connection and really enables students to do better, not only academically, but social emotionally as well. So there'll be lots of topics. Any kind of questions you might have, I'm sure you will have some expert in the county there that's going to help you answer it. So it's a really great opportunity to come out and ask some questions and find out some information.
As a high school, middle school counselor, I'm guessing that you run into a lot of situations where the some of the aspects of mental health might kind of come into play there. Is that a large, kind of a larger part of what you see these days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we as school counselors, we have three realms of college and career readiness, academic support, and then social-emotional. And that social-emotional piece is just so important. For us, it's really, you know, kind of the first support system that some of these kids might have. They come in, they let us know, and it's really our job to help try to connect them with these resources. But unfortunately, you know, we only hit, I'm sure, a small percentage of those kids that really need that help. And so this is a great opportunity for them to bypass us and go straight to the source and try to get that support that they might need, or allow parents to ask questions about things that are going on at home that they don't know what to do. So, you know, this is just a really great chance for them to get that help.
Yeah, it would be awesome if a counselor's job was to help keep a student on path to graduate academically and all that stuff. But yeah, it's just not possible anymore just to focus on one aspect.
Absolutely. There's so much we cover, so definitely a need.
Yeah. Sarah, I know there are some sessions earlier in the day, too, at the Cass County Community Center that are also, they're more work-based related, but also having to do with some of the mental health issues that go on. Was this targeted to be kind of an all-day thing with several opportunities for folks?
I'm not sure about what's going on at the community center. I do know that our keynote speaker, Joe Beckman, is going to be speaking at the schools as well that day, and trying to touch base to all of our student population throughout the day. So I'm not sure what's going on at the community center, but sounds like it's a awesome coincidence to me. But maybe they have something going on behind the scenes that I wasn't aware of. So.
Yeah, well, that's more geared toward businesses and workplace issues and things. But it's also very much about mental health and starting those conversations and overcoming stigmas and things like that. So kind of similar to what you're doing. But just because your event is at the school, it's at the Atlantic High School, that doesn't mean it's just for the students, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is for community members. It's for all of Cass County. So you don't even have to be affiliated with Atlanta Community School District to stop on by. It's, you know, for anybody who has those questions, wants that support, we're there for more than just our students and their families, that's for sure. So everybody's welcome.
Okay. And I want to throw this out there, too, because we talked about the opportunity for the meal there as well. It'll be a long night, so we'll get you fed. We don't need any low blood sugar going on there that night. So
right.
We also, in addition to the free meal, I see you've got some other stuff there for folks, too, some gifts and then also some childcare opportunities.
Yeah, you know, we understand that sometimes, you know, parents would love to come to participate in these things, but they got kids at home and it's not maybe not appropriate for them to be around, or they want to have some adult time. So we do have childcare available. We just do ask that you call the school and register how many kids are going to be available or going to be there, so that we have enough people on staff to properly watch over some kids. I have some great student council volunteers that are going to come help participate in the childcare and have fun activities with the students throughout that time. So, you know, don't let I gotta care for my kids be the deterrent. Come on out. We have childcare available and food. So we got something for everybody.
Well, having to figure out how you're going to make things work is another one of those stressors that can lead to the problem, too. So we want to take that off the table. Now, I should say, too, RSVPs, is that just for folks who need the free childcare assistance, or does everyone need to RSVP?
Yep, that is just for folks that need the childcare assistance, and mainly that's just to make sure we have enough people there to make sure your kids are safe and having fun and well taken care of. So otherwise, you know, no need to RSVP. Just come on in, and we're excited to talk to you.
You bet. Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty comprehensive night. You've been working on and planning this for quite a while.
Yeah, it started even before I came into the picture. They started planning this over 2 years ago, and then it got stopped by the pandemic and COVID. So we're trying to pick it back up from where they left off. And so it's been about 2 years or so in the making, and we're finally ready to get the show on the road and really have a great experience and a great night for the community.
Oh, gosh, yes, because the pandemic has created more of the mental health issues and some of the stressors that we have to deal with, too. So even more important now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Sarah, what do you hope folks walk away with from this event? What do you hope they get out of this?
Mostly, you know, I hope they get their questions answered, or at least have a place to start. And also connecting them to those resources, because there are so many available resources within the community to help support everyone. And sometimes that's often the hardest thing to get a hold of. And once you can get that resource, you know, it seems that a lot of the other issues can get started in their problem-solving steps. So I just really hope people find a connection. They know where they can go to ask questions if they have more in the future, and really just find that support that I think everybody could use a little bit of right now.
Very good. Cass County Mental Health Symposium. Again, it's Monday night, October 25th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. And if you do need to RSVP for the child care portion of that, give Sarah a call at the school. There are some free door prizes and things. There'll be a meal involved with that, too. And it's all taken care of. You don't have to spend any of your money going to this tonight. Sarah Rose, high school, middle school counselor at the Atlantic Community Schools. Thank you so much for your time here today and all the effort and support that you and the others who have helped to put this together have done for the community.
Yeah, thanks so much, and we hope to see you all there. We've worked really hard, and we just want you to come on out and ask some questions. Thank you.